Welcome everyone to another episode of your favorite Saturday Power Hour. It's not another freaking podcast, live and in color. It's Will Diamond.
Well, howdy, y'all. Thanks, Ernie, our special in-house announcer. It's me, everybody. It's Will Diamond.
Hell of a job.
And I'm just dicking around, Shane Daniels.
And if I would have started this off, Ernie would have never made his presence known, so I'm kind of glad I didn't. I am the promoter of Clash at Carpet City and your new RCW No Limits champion, D.Y. Hell yeah.
Okay, that makes two of us now on the show.
Yeah.
And I'm the reason Shane's only dicking around because I got his goat because I made fun of Dave Filoni earlier. I'm Jake.
You give that man back his cattle. Y'all, it's been a relatively uneventful week.
How can you have an uneventful week?
I feel like simultaneously nothing happened, but a few things happened. I mean, Tyler won a belt. He broke his losing streak. Yeah. We had crazy stuff going on in football. I heard someone got eaten by Raptors.
Yeah.
They're trying to ban TikTok.
Okay.
We're not going to go there. I'm not in the mood for that kind of conversation.
And I got choked out last night.
Well, we have to save the political stuff for when JD's back. That's his thing.
Oh, political talk. That's when I'd go take a long shit.
I'm saying we got to save that for when JD's here.
Okay. I'll be sure to have diarrhea and Taco Bell that day.
Good job.
Or you can just not show up on time and then we'll just skip that part.
Nah. I want to be a trooper and be on time.
When's the last time you were ever on time?
I was the first one on here today.
Was here before all of us.
Yeah, so suck on my
Moved the time back.
Yeah, but that worked out perfectly. I got to take a nap.
We're on podcast savings time.
Exactly.
Is that what it is?
No. We sprung back instead of forward.
Well, Tyler.
Yeah.
You know, Will had touched on this a little bit, and we had talked about it before the podcast. How you feel about this NFL offseason?
Well, it feels like I'm playing Madden 2024 in real life.
It really does.
Because all the moves are insane in the membrane. Kirk Cousins signing a 4-year deal with the Falcons. I almost called them the Thrashers. Listen to me.
Oh, man.
I mean, how's the whitest dude in the league go to the fucking hoodest team in the country?
Got you there.
What's crazy is
he's gonna be hanging out with 2 Chainz and shit and fucking got a grill and fucking.
Already nicknamed him.
Yeah, it's already out
what's
there.
His nickname?
Kurt 2 Chainz. Yeah.
Kurt 2 Chainz. All right.
Or they'll just call him Kirk Cuz.
Kirk Cuz. Man, if he came to Tennessee, he could be mine. Oh, Kurt mine.
Tennessee can't afford to sign players.
Yeah, well, you let Derrick Henry go to the fucking Ravens. Let's not talk about that.
Oh, hey.
I think that's going to be a dangerous combination, though.
Hey, Derrick Henry went to the Ravens.
How are you going to stop that?
But Tony Pollard signed with the Titans. I mean, that's not bad, right?
No, that's terrible. It's the Titans. Their training facility is lousy with gout and werewolves.
Well, I can't wait to give shit to Basketball Jones Jameson Shook over the fucking Steelers getting lame-ass fucking Russell Wilson and then trading.
Yeah, how does Russell Wilson end this? The funny thing about that whole thing is they were like, man, this dude's so bad, we'll eat the fucking 82 mil and just send him on his way.
Yeah, and then they traded to get Justin fucking Fields, so it's like, all right.
For a sixth round pick.
That could become a fourth.
Be a fourth. Which is still mind-blowing.
And then the Bears are going to fucking sign or fucking draft homeboy out of USC, which is a fucking mistake because that guy's a fucking joke.
Yeah. Caleb Williams is asking for way too much. His dad reminds me a lot of Lonzo Ball.
Well, then the little fucker go around and be like, oh, if the fucking Bears fucking do not draft me, do not draft me. It's like, well, you don't have anything to fall back on, like the guys that have done that before. Like when Elway like, said, don't draft me.
How's his bitch ass dad going to ask for, like, stake in the fucking team? Like, the fuck?
Okay. That's not
really,
even
out of all the meat, that's what he's going to ask for is steak? Not any of the, like, rich people meats, like pheasant?
That might be Wagyu. Come on.
Might be
could be Wagyu. It is a it is interesting to see a lot of division rivals draft some of their, you know, people too.
Congratulations. Yeah. Way to put that out there, Shane.
Like how they drafted Ospreay and Okada.
Exactly.
Way to go, Ian Rapoport. Adam Schefter. Good job.
What team
you're about as big of a douchebag as they are, especially that Schefter fuck.
What's going on with that one dude, Aaron Rodgers?
Anti-vax Aaron Rodgers?
It's going to be Robert Kennedy's vice president. I don't know.
that's the word on the street because...
pivoting to politics?
I mean, Tyler is. I mean, but Aaron's a fucking idiot. So...
He's also made of fucking glass. He got hit one time last year and sat the rest of the fucking season out.
Look, he got hit really hard. Sometimes it'd be like that.
Come on, they're blaming the turf.
There was knives in the ground.
That's always a fallback in New York.
I mean, at least New York has a long-standing history of replacing their AstroTurf with the lawn shit from Eon Flux where the grass turns into actual blades. It's taken out so many young, aspiring football players, and it's something that the league really needs to start investigating.
Well, I didn't have an Eon Flux fucking reference on my fucking bingo
card. That's a great movie, but also, let's talk about another big thing.
Have you seen the show? Fuck
no,
movie.
Like the show. One that used to come on Spike?
Yeah, the original cartoon?
Yes, I've seen
the movie.
No, I only ever saw the movie.
My sweet summer child.
It's not good.
Another thing, though, while we're on the subject of football, and since Tyler and Jake are here, how you guys feel about them contemplating doing the XFL kickoff?
NFL?
Yes, in the NFL.
That's fucking hardcore. Look who won the long game, baby.
It's fucking stupid.
No, it's great.
Like when the XFL did it in their fucking first games, they got hurt doing that.
Well, it's a skill issue.
They're not.
I thought this was the whole reason why they were talking about adopting it in the first place was because it would cut back on injuries and less balls being, you know, fouled out and shit. So,
can they start interviewing people like how they did in the XFL, where the second they fumble, there's a mic in their face?
Hey, to be fair, that second go around. With the XFL, how they
love
you guys, and that it was awesome.
I actually got really into it. I was really into the Dragons.
You would.
I was just really amazed that the fans did a giant snake cup.
Oh, in Washington? Yeah, that was impressive. That was pretty cool.
How many snakes did they fit in the cup?
It was no.
Well,
it was 100. Basically they were. Getting drunk as fuck, and then they would take one cup and just stack it. And literally, you would see from the bottom row all the way to probably mid, just a giant ass, like, red solo cup snake.
And there was a bunch of snakes inside of those cups?
No, there wasn't.
That's dangerous. Sure. How'd they even get that many snakes in the stadium?
They snuck them in. It's not that hard.
All the snakes that St. Patrick drove out of Ireland.
It's all them snakes that Samuel Jackson found the plane.
Fucking love football.
Not that kind of football, though.
The kinds that where they've got the sticks and they run in the diamond.
What?
That football. Where they swing the stick and then they hit the ball and then they run on foot.
I don't think you... Yeah, that would be baseball. I think you got your sports mixed up there, bud.
Hey, speaking of snakes, why didn't Joe Flacco get a contract extension to Cleveland? He did a hell of a job.
Does anybody really want to stay in Cleveland? It's probably a gift.
Because the Browns have been purposely sabotaging themselves for 40 fucking years.
Bill Haslam would never sabotage himself. He wants a championship ring.
I don't think he does. He doesn't seem like the jewelry type to me.
He used to own the fucking Steelers, part of the Steelers. So, who? Bill Haslam.
Oh, okay. Does it count as ownership if it's something he stole, though?
Do what?
Yes. Does it... Possession's 9/10 of the law, William.
Fair play.
That's why you don't have your glasses.
Yep.
Oh, no.
Damn.
Damn, you got me there, into that one. Do what?
You got me there.
I did. Anyways, off of football.
Brother.
Let's talk about Star Wars, because I finished Ahsoka. Hang on, Jake.
Hang on a minute. Let me go. Shit.
Yeah, I gotta take a shit, you know.
So you finished.
I liked Ahsoka, it, but not. I don't know why everybody be hating on it. Man, I can't. I'm not gonna finish Spider-Man. Because you guys keep.
Is a hack.
Hey, when are you gonna finish Red Dead Redemption 2? By the way.
There you go. That's
not
fucking never.
I'm not. I can't bring myself to watch him die. Can't do it.
Well, you gotta finish the story, Cody.
Well, then I'll be sitting there crying like he does on fucking Monday nights.
Exactly. That's Cody's whole fucking deal. He's still sad about RDR2. That's why he keeps crying.
That's it.
That's it.
I mean, I got close to finishing it. Did I have a real bad habit of that.
So is Cody.
Yeah. Multiple times.
Womp womp.
No, man, I think what happened was is everybody ruined it for me. If I would have not just seen everybody play it and talk about it, then I probably would have finished it. But then when I found out what happened, I was like, nah, I'm good, fam.
What about Spider-Man, though?
Yeah.
Because I've been playing Call of Duty Ranked. So that was a little more important depressing than Spider-Man.
Boring.
You just aren't good at it. That's why you don't play.
Give a shit.
I don't play it because everybody are bitches.
No, Jake. I got 2,000 V-Bucks waiting for you, bud.
And I have
when you come and play.
I have 2,000 more for you, Jake.
Yeah, that would be 4,000.
Was that like a cryptocurrency? What are you talking about?
Everything's cryptocurrency.
Going to the moon.
When's the last time you actually held money?
Oh my god.
Last weekend.
Well, you need to get them to start paying you in
V-Bucks.
You know, V-Bucks.
Okay.
And play Fortnite with us.
You know what? That's what I want right there. I'm going to call it now. If I ever come back, I want to be paid in V-Bucks. I don't want real money. I just want V-Bucks.
V-Bucks don't pay your bills, bud.
I ain't worried about bills, bud.
Mate,
worried about the next Shane shop up there. They're bringing back Michael Myers in the shop.
Are they bringing back Michael Myers in the shop?
They're bringing back a bunch of the licensed skins that ain't been in a minute.
Also, love how we swerved the conversation away from
Star Wars. Oh, I bought Boba Fett last night in the shop. Speaking of,
Luke Skywalker's in the shop too.
He is. I have Mando and I have Boba Fett. So
I got both of them. I need them low key to put Jango Fett in there.
Yes.
So we can complete the trio.
I really need them to put that Rick Roll emote back on there again so I can buy it.
No, they just put DMX in the
jams. I bought it.
I knew Shane wouldn't get that. Jay, come on, dude. You're missing out on...
You really are.
I think they're bringing back Bruno Mars in the shop now, too, which is beautiful timing. Because now word on the street is he may or may not have a $50 million gambling debt.
Well.
And if so, then that's how I know he's the true pop icon of our time. Well, we also know the Bruno Mars skin and the Anderson .Paak one are awesome. Because they have three different styles, and one of them is just a velvet suit. A little more maroonish, and anytime you get a kill, a flower pattern starts to grow over it. So once you get, I think, 6 or 8 kills is when it completely covers it.
Lame.
Yeah, I need some better skins.
How is that lame?
That is fucking lame. Is lame. So at the end of it all, at the end of this whole conversation, Ahsoka was good, just so everybody knows. Fuck Jake. I enjoyed the show.
Hey, Jake, you could play as Bender on the game.
Yeah, Jake.
And Peter Griffin.
Yeah.
Okay.
One day Jake's going to play Fortnite.
Actually, no, Jake can't get Peter anymore.
What?
Battle Pass.
Never wanted to get Peter. Dun, dun, dun.
Okay, what about Vegeta or Piccolo?
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah, you can be Dragon Ball characters on that. I forgot.
Bulma.
I got Goku Black.
I got Vegeta and Beerus.
I'm not going to play Fortnite.
Yes, you are.
I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No.
What if I buy your battle pass for you?
Then you wasted your money.
Oh, come on. All you have to do is download it. You have to give it 5 games. And then you'll understand. And then you're going to start floating. And then light's going to start emanating out of your eyes and mouth. And then all the DVDs and books are going to start flying off the shelf. And the lights will start flickering. And then you're going to cause a blackout from a 5-mile radius.
And you're going to miss out on all that because you don't want to play.
Yeah. I don't want any of that to happen either. I like my DVDs.
What a fucking Scrooge.
But don't you like to see the world, like, be in chaos, though? That's a good way of doing it.
Yeah.
Getting all them virgins, except for us, upset because their game's out.
Okay.
Well, I can't speak for Will, so... Will, have you...
Sex is terrifying. Loved another football yet?
Sex is terrifying.
Sure, Will has dragged the old pineapple through quite a number of ladies.
Is that how the kids are describing it nowadays?
I just ask Aaron Wade. I'm sure he'd have some sort of weird analogy for it.
I need an Aaron Wade analogy for sex.
It's wonderful.
Can we put him on the podcast one day and just try to get him to discuss this, please?
No, the only way we're going to get him on here is if we're going to be talking about some goddamn 04 shit from WWE.
No, you just distract him from the wrestling and just keep him going on the other shit. It wouldn't be hard. I'm sure he'd be down.
Yeah.
And also I may also end up speaking of Wade, sharing a hotel room with that dude for a fucking month if the Japan thing goes the way I want it to. I might not end up coming back. May just kill myself while I'm there.
No, Wade's gonna kill you.
Okay.
He's
literally the most dangerous man in professional wrestling.
But the best part is he doesn't realize it.
It's going to be like Saw.
You should hear the shit that he suggested we do when we go. He's trying to get us arrested.
Hell yeah.
Did you tell him the rules and
how? Yes.
Surely he would.
How strict Japan really is.
He'll take the thing. THC is not something you do over there.
Well, he'll pitch a thing and I'll be like, Wade, they'd arrest us for that. And he goes, yeah, but what if they didn't? And I'm like, but they will. And he's like, well, hear me out. What if they didn't?
Like, that sounds like Drew game right there. That's something Drew Game would say. Like, I know it's illegal.
Drew would say, I can get us out of it.
Well, he would end it with that. But he would start with, what if we didn't get caught? And then if you say, hey, we probably will, and then he'll be like, then what if I can get us out of it? So
it wasn't a what if. I'll get us out of it. It's like, fucking. All right, Drew. Thanks.
So I noticed everybody's not wearing green on St. Patrick's Day. Well, I'll give him an exception because he's just getting to the business.
I got a green bottle.
I got a green vape.
I've got a green ashtray.
Same.
That's yellow. Are you blonde? Are you colorblind?
That is not yellow.
That is highlighter yellow. That is green. Highlighter yellow.
That's OSHA approved yellow.
That's my last name is Murphy. Fuck off. I have a pass.
Murphy's not your... No. Your real last name's fucking Guggenheim.
Okay. Well, it is. It's German. It's a lot closer to Ireland than you fucks are. All right.
My people do a rain dance. And get pissed off at Washington for changing their football team name to Commanders.
Actually, they didn't. Actually, the Native Americans are the ones that are on the side
for it. Hank said last week when he came in here and he saw you, he goes, that's not what I expected Tyler to look like.
What did he expect?
I don't know what he expected, but
I'm kind of
obviously
curious.
Not you.
Well, now you show him a picture of T.Y. from 20 years ago and be like, how about this? And if he says yes, then you got it.
Okay. I guess he thought you would be taller. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I think that's what it was. I'm not sure. I'm on one today, guys.
How could he tell his height from a picture?
Oh, my God.
How could he tell how tall he was from a picture?
He just looked at him on the screen and he said, that's not what I expected.
This whole time he thought it was Jeff Jarrett.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not some... He just looked at him and he just said, I don't know.
I don't know. Tyler could probably draw some dimes.
Oh, yeah.
He's probably shrunk since I've met him, too, so...
Not that osteoporosis.
No, last you're just getting fucking old, T.Y.
That's what I'm saying. That happens. You get old, you get osteoporosis. You got to get your bum checked when you get turned 40.
I'm not looking forward to that.
Yeah, I get to do that next year. Shut up, Shane.
I'm like a couple years back, so I'm waiting for my turn too.
I'm glad I only got like, you know... I'm 2 years behind you.
Behind me or Jake?
Jake.
Are you 37?
No, I'm 38. So I'm a year.
Okay, so you're my age.
Yeah.
Okay. See, I didn't know that.
There's literally only a couple of months difference between you two, because your birthday's in January and Shane's is in...
January.
Then mine's in December.
What day is yours on, Shane?
I'll tell you after we got a fuck.
Okay, so Tyler's is the 14th. I remember that because it's the same day as Dave Grohl's birthday.
Who?
Dave Grohl.
And Carl Weathers.
Who?
May he rest in peace.
I know Carl Weathers.
You don't know who Dave Grohl is?
Mm-hmm. He's being facetious.
No, mine is the 30th. But nope. I also share a birthday with Becky Lynch. So there's that.
I probably why my birthday's so bad.
Robo Becky.
I love Becky.
Well, it makes one of us.
She's my birthday twin.
Well, The Rock says that she's more popular than Seth. What says
I would say The Rock would say, right, I think everybody started this dancing bullshit.
Why is the Rock doing Joe Hendry bits?
Because it's
why was the Rock literally throwing strays at John Morant?
That was awesome. That was hilarious.
Because Dwayne's not as good at promos as everyone wants to think he is.
There's that.
He just is paying tribute to the one man that everybody can rally behind, that we can all truly believe in professional wrestling, because we believe in Joe Hendry.
No, I'm afraid not.
That's my hot take. Dwayne's not a good promo.
Well, it's just like my hot take is Flair's fucking garbage and doesn't belong on any Mount Rushmore, but hey.
I mean, I'll agree with you. Fuck Ric Flair.
All he did was fucking just copy somebody else's gimmick and made more money with it. That's it.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
You take away
the robes and you take away the fucking eccentric suits and shit, and he's just another dude in blue tights.
And you take away a series with Steamboat, and no one's talking about Ric Flair.
Yep. Hey, that would be a good what if. What if Ric Flair never
wrestled Rick Steamboat? Wouldn't even be considered top 50.
You know, Ric Flair's first ring name was Rambling Rickus Rhodes.
Yeah, because he was a Dusty.
That's another one he was going to rip off.
Yep, he was a Dusty Mark. Yep, he was a Dusty Mark, and he wanted to do a cowboy gimmick like Dusty.
Man, wrestling would be so much better if there was no cowboys.
You stealing my gimmick?
You don't like the guns? The smoking guns?
No, who does?
I like Bart.
You like Bart?
Bang Bart? God of the Ring, Bart.
Okay.
But that's only because he's shoot fight King of the Ring.
They got his shit pushed in by Butterbean.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, what the fuck do you think is going to happen when you're boxing an actual heavyweight competitive boxer who's got at least 100 pounds over you?
I mean, fair.
Vince Russo literally ruined everybody in that.
Yeah. He ruined Steve Williams. He ruined Bart Gunn. He fucking... Woo!
It was bad, dude. Like,
Shamrock refused to be in it. Fucking Dan Severn did one fight and was like, I'm done. No, fuck, this is stupid. Woo! I still love that was like Bart's reward was like, hey, you're going to fight Butterbean at WrestleMania. It was actually a punishment because he got his shit pushed in.
Yeah, they did that shit and then fired him.
Yeah.
They did him dirty. It was so bad.
But the silver lining was he got to go get a few paychecks in All Japan after that. So, you know.
Where else was he going to go? WCW?
He's going to go to AEW and beat the fuck out of Sammy Guevara.
Yeah, like 30 years after the fact, bud.
I guess that's what everybody does in AEW anyways. So.
As they should. I think everyone should get at least one instance of beating the fuck out of Sammy Guevara.
And then Sammy gets punished for it.
Exactly.
Gets suspended.
Yeah.
As he should.
Yeah. No one's arguing that with you.
No.
Well, let's just, since we're already here about wrestling, how you guys feeling about WrestleMania shaping up?
Fuck WrestleMania. How about the real fucking Forbidden Door Bloodsport?
How about Shayna Baszler getting permission to beat the hell out of potentially Masha Slamovich?
I thought that at first, but then I remembered she's still got to be under a TNA contract, so ain't no way. But at the same time, that show does already have both TNA and AEW signed talent working it. And now Shayna Baszler.
Okay.
I kind of...
Allegedly, there's going to be a couple more GCW announcements with WWE people.
Sure.
Right. I want to see the boy Charlie Dempsey go and do a 20-minute match on the DDT show.
Why?
Because they need to humble Charlie Dempsey. He needs to have his face shoved into someone's ass.
That's not okay.
Settle down.
They need to teach him what real graps is about.
That we could get another Hardy's WrestleMania surprise.
Who gives a shit?
Does anyone honestly want it at this point, though?
Seems like Shane's the only one.
I want them to go to 12.
I don't want it.
The Hardys want it, probably, but I think that might be it.
Did you hear Tyler? I want him to go to a 12-step program.
Go to a 12-step. That's the surprise I want.
We're shooting over here today.
Brother.
I want these guys to be clean and live a happy life with their children.
Yeah, I feel like there's nothing left to prove for either of them, so just go ahead and hang it up and go play with your kids. Like
12 step first, then play with your kids. Go to AA. I don't NA. Celebrate.
Go save both of y'all's respective marriages.
Whatever you got to do, get clean and.
I think Matt's maybe a little bit more safe than Jeff's would be.
They both need it. I'm just saying.
I mean, look where they work. I would need it too.
Oof. They signed the contract. They knew what they were getting into. You can't baby them. You can't. They're full ass grown adults.
Bro, they do not baby the fucking Hardys. They just let them do what the fuck ever, and then Jeff explodes.
That's what I'm saying. They're full grown adult people that signed that contract, looked at money. That's a good new thing going on, and you get what you get. I mean, how many times was Jeff and Matt on television?
Yeah, Jeff looked at all that money. Hell yeah, I can build another meth lab.
What the fuck?
Yeah, that's why I got fired from the Fed that last time, because the fucking meth lab blew up.
Killed his dog, too.
I've never heard
that. No, he just tested positive for drugs a bunch.
No, he had a fucking meth lab at his house, and it blew up, and the cops fucking came.
I thought that happened in, like, 2008.
I've never heard
when he went to TNA. Before. I thought that was, like,
I've never heard this story at all.
Yeah, look it up.
No, that is a thing, but I could have sworn that was like so much earlier.
No, he lost the job over it. That's all I'm saying.
Jeff Hardy, a special guest on Breaking Bad.
Jeff Heisenberg.
Jeff Heisenberg. Then he makes an appearance on Better Call Saul.
That's right, pal. Heel.
That is right, Kyle. Damn. Full moon horizon.
Mm-hmm.
So, moving things along. Y'all ever heard of Donut County? Because I just got that shit on sale and played through it all in one sitting. And that game is the fucking greatest game to ever involve both raccoons, donuts, and giant holes all at the same time. Which I know is a genre we're all fans of.
It's a neat game.
You just play as a little hole, and you just scroll around the map, eating up stuff to get bigger so you can eat bigger stuff, and then you eat the poor little animal people's homes.
This sounds like that game Katamari or whatever.
It's very Katamari adjacent.
Pac-Man.
Katamari rules, though. Got the soundtrack on vinyl over here.
I'm gonna steal that from you.
Is there something I need to talk about?
Yeah, Final Fantasy.
Yeah, Jesus. Okay.
I've been to make 20 of them. How the fuck can it be the final one?
We've been waiting patiently for this.
So my update to you guys and everybody else listening on Final Fantasy Rebirth, I'm like a squirrel looking for a nut. I'm not going to lie to you, fellas. I'm distracted from the story because of all the side quests and missions before you go into the next chapter of the game. And there is a lot, and they are spread wide out.
Did you get to ride the Segways yet?
Segways as in chocobos? Yes.
No, Segways as in Segways.
No. Well, I'm in Junin, so that's like the second part of the game. I'm telling you, there's a lot, so much crap in this game, like side quests and other bullshit. I shouldn't call it bullshit because it's a good game, but it's just, it's crazy. Like, if you got ADHD, you're going to have a rough time beating this game. It's going to take you till, like, from now to January of next year to get it, to get halfway done with the game.
You heard it here, folks. Tyler says this game's crammed with a lot of bullshit.
You're right. But it's a lot of good bullshit.
That's the entire reason I never beat either of the fucking Yakuza games that I played, because you can never progress the story because all the extra shit to do.
Sounds like you're just weak and filled with fear.
And kind of Red Dead Redemption 2 is kind of like that too, but not to this extent, though.
Red Dead wishes it had Yakuza side quest content.
No, Red Dead Redemption 2 is the greatest game ever made.
Well, it wasn't even the side quests in Red Dead. It was just like you'd get distracted just like riding from point A to point B, and you're like, oh, what's that over there? I'm going to go do this. And it wasn't even a mission. You were just fucking looking at shit.
I liked lassoing people off their horse.
I like hunting and fishing. And I'll do treasure quests and stuff like that. So.
And I would do the skate park side quests a lot in Red Dead.
God. Yeah, we're in a part when you unlock how to do a 900 with Arthur.
Yeah. And then you have to run from the mall security guards.
Yeah.
Or,
And then Bam Margera shows up.
Well, that's spoilers. Shane didn't get to there yet.
No. Fuck.
Sorry. You really think Shane's going to play it, though?
Yeah. Shane, you're right. Shane is not very Viva La Bam.
No, he's not. Shane, you want to repeat that? Can't quite hear you. You're a little... You want to try again, dude?
I said I like Viva La Bam.
Okay. Glad you can join us, dude.
Then you would have loved the ending to Red Dead Redemption 2.
It has a strong bit with Don Vito.
Dude, that does is it? True. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like an hour right after the mall scene.
Yeah, it's right after you unlock the mall. See, Raikion shows up, and you go to a CKY show.
And you have to do a 1080 over the fountain.
If you would have played the game and be smart, you would have known this.
What does me playing the game and being smart have anything to do? And I'm saying...
They're clearly correlated. Only stupid people can't finish Red Dead Redemption 2. That is what Tyler is saying.
Oh, shit. That is exactly what I'm saying. Way to go, Will.
That's mean.
I'm glad you could finish that sentence there, Hitler. Anyways.
That's
we had. This is exactly. We'll have to cut that out. Sorry. Jesus ready for Christ. Some life advice.
Yeah.
Got a good one this time. You guys ever buy gift cards for people?
All the time.
I want to buy some.
All the time. Random I want to buy people some for that Jake. Call me.
Well, next time you buy a gift card from somebody, write down the number, the card number, and the little security code on the back, and then call the number that's on there that gives you the balance. And because we all know that people don't use those gift cards, so you could always just... call and check and see if they used it, and if they didn't, use it for yourself.
Fair. Okay, so hang on a minute before we go. What's a good timeline to check and see when it's
typically a year? I would wait a year. If they haven't used it after a year, then
I'd get my money back. I usually check every 20 years or so.
No, you should really just check out.
I knew you'd be old, Bill.
I'd give them like a solid 3 months, and if they haven't used it then, it's like, well, they're not going to use it.
Well, that's true. I was just being generous with a year.
I would do six.
But, you know, I'm not as shitty as some people, so. Yeah.
Gee, thanks.
Well, we are shitty people here in this podcast.
And on that note, what do they need to do, Jake?
Yeah.
Not buy people gift cards.
No, play Fortnite with your friends.
No. Give me money.